Good morning of Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Joe Biden signed several executive orders yesterday, creating a centralized authority to combat the coronavirus, a national pandemic response. This strategy includes bolstering the production of vaccines, treatments, and medical-grade protective gear, and calls for new mask requirements. He predicted that the national death toll from COVID-19 would top 500,000 next month. I was quite taken by Dr. Fauci's response to what he had been dealing with President Trump, and feeling a bit liberated to be able to speak from a scientific point of view.
And not only that, David, Fauci is also saying, watch me, because I am not going to take a fall basically for anybody. I'm going to give you the science. And there's always the possibility that the Biden team will try to put the best possible face on this. But right now, they are not. Right now, they're doing the one thing that means more than anything else, getting more of the vaccine out there and into people's arms and for free. There is a fear in the general population that people are going to die because Trump didn't move fast enough or well enough to get any of this done. Now it's getting done. And for all of us who have been patiently waiting for our turn, while we see our friends and neighbors and loved ones in many cases getting the vaccine, and yet we hear that there isn't any vaccine left and that we've run out, it's a very fearful time for Americans, and Biden knows it. So he says, okay, if you get on an airplane, you're going to get on with a mask. We have read stories about people who have been expelled from airplanes because they wouldn't wear a mask and endangering others around them. You and I know, David, that there is just no explanation for the fact that the mask still is the one thing that will save this population and the people in it. And yet there are some fools. No, I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to say stupid fools who will not wear a mask and who will not protect themselves and the others around them because of some misguided political nonsense. In the meantime, Donald Trump, it's turning out, is going to have a hell of a rough time. Not only does he face criminal charges in New York State, but his businesses, according to the top papers, are in real turmoil. And there is no surprise here for me, because every other business he's been in has at some point or another had turmoil. We know that Deutsche Bank is pulling back. There is not a freeload of money. Let's see if one Trump kid who once said, we can get all the money from the Russians we want, whether that turns out to be true. Now that Putin has seen this guy disgraced, will Putin say, okay, I'm going to interfere and somehow get him the money that he needs? A very iffy question. And the other thing that is so interesting is how he has literally disappeared. So now comes the question of whether or not we are going to have a trial based on the impeachment vote that happened in the House of Representatives. There must be a trial. So that's why Nancy Pelosi waiting to send it over is obviously going to have to be thinking about what's good for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has to get a cabinet installed. Now, Mitch McConnell is saying, I don't want to do anything until later. That is good for the Republicans, I suppose, because it's what he wants. But on the other hand, it may give Biden some breathing room to get what he needs done in terms of getting his cabinet installed and getting a major legislative victory, for example, on this COVID relief fund that he is trying to get passed in the Senate and in the House. The House won't be a problem, but the Senate will. And so it's a little bit confusing for a lot of people. We know that the President of the United States understands why it is so important that he get this COVID relief thing done, and therefore the impeachment thing, now that Trump is in disgrace and out of the White House, doesn't rise to the top of all of that. The most important thing is getting relief for the American people.
Of course, we keep mentioning these executive orders. I'm just going to go through just a few things, Alan. I'll get your response. The executive orders on day one, he rejoined the World Health Organization. He rejoined the Paris Climate Accords. He unwound Trump's changes to the census, strengthened legal protections for Dreamers, halted the construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, banned workplace discrimination against LGBT employees, implemented an ethics pledge for all executive branch officials, and much more.
That's right. You think of them one by one and you say, wow, how could we have gotten there? How could we have had a president who's so screwed up that he took us out of the world community? And that's what so much of this does. Paris says, you know, we're part of all of this. This world can't be saved from itself unless everybody gets on board. And the signal that Biden is giving right now is that we are part of the world community. We are part of the WHO, and we have responsibilities as a world leader. we should be part of the Paris Accords so that we think not only of ourselves first, but of the whole world, because that's what America has always been and what it should be. And when it comes to things like the census, we know that Donald Trump is playing games so that the red states do better than the blue states. We know all of that. And his ethics proposals are right where they should be. When he looked at that television screen with all of those people who were coming into the Biden administration and said, if I hear you disrespecting anybody else, I fire you immediately. It's a signal that we're going to have a different kind of government.
Well, speaking of ethics, seven Senate Democrats filed ethics complaints on Thursday against Republican Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas and called to the Ethics Committee to investigate how their objections to Electoral College votes on January 6th may have contributed to inciting the violence at the Capitol insurrection.
Well, I doubt very much these two fellows who are just the lowest of the political class are going to get expelled. I don't see where the votes are. You can have ethics complaints and maybe a rap on the knuckles, but even that seems kind of far-fetched. Nevertheless, it was the right thing to do for everybody to take a look at Cruz and say, you know, you are such a miscreant that you are being held responsible for the whole nation, the people in your state, to see that you really have, like the man you admire so much, no bottom.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.